might be others. Glory to God. There have been some people who have been putting it in the little newspaper, got flyers up. You come by their house and you drive by, they got a sign out in the yard. Jesus lives here. And they ain't talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. They're talking about themselves. They I'm Jesus. I'm Lord. I heard about a preacher down in Bay Springs some years ago that was telling people, I am Jesus. I'm God. And people were getting confused and deceived by him. Just foolishness. But the reason why he called, would have called mama, is because he would expect that the one who would hear his voice and know him wouldn't need a Virginia. She'd get in a move. Sometimes she might know where he is and she just calmly tell him, I'm right over here. But she'll go seeking him. Find him. Glory to God. Because mama for him would mean more than just a word. He's reaching for a person. And if I can get anything over you tonight, I want to get that over to you. That when you call his name, you're not just calling a name. You're reaching for a person. You're reaching for someone who has power, someone who has ability, someone who can help you, someone who can work for you, someone who has all power in his hand, and he can release into your life what you need to have be victorious. Amen, church. There's a name that at his name, the one that God has given him the name. Glory to God. So you know there's already a difference. Who named you? My mama or my auntie? Well, I ain't calling you. Glory to God. I'm looking for the one that God gave him the name. Glory to God. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee should bow. There is no person who can resist him. Things in heaven would bow. There are knees in heaven that's going to have to bow. Every knee that is in, not only in heaven, but the ones that are in earth, they will bow. And that there are some that are even under the earth. He's talking about demon powers and demonic forces and devils. It doesn't matter where they are. Glory to God. And if people of God, if we can grab a hold to that, that when we are calling Jesus, and please understand me, I try to communicate this Sunday, and I don't know if I did a really good job, but I want you to just grab a hold to it. When you call the name Jesus, you are not just calling the name, you are calling the one who is behind the name. He wouldn't just be calling mama. He's trying to reach the person behind the name. Glory to God. Same thing. Same principle. And when you call that person, every knee, no matter where that knee is, we just read it, in heaven, in earth, under the earth. In heaven, in earth, under the earth. No matter where it is and what kind of shape it has and what kind of the spirit it's part, it doesn't matter what it is, has to bow to him. Has to yield to him. Has to what? Yield to him. Has to yield to him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Has to do what? has to yield to him. When we call his name, when we call to him, glory to God, hallelujah. If somebody had little Horatio by the hand and was dragging him and he called mama, mama is showing up and you're going to have to turn him loose, or I'm going to use some power and some ability and I'm going to make you take your hands off. And if mama will do that, how much more should the God of heaven that we love and that we serve do more than that? Hallelujah. Every knee should bow. Nowhere do you know. That's why you can tell the devil, I don't care where you come from. I know sometimes we say, you go back to the lake where you came from. Well, first of all, the devil hadn't been to the lake yet. We already found out that, you know, that there is coming a time where death and hell, the devil and all of his angels are going to be cast into the lake of fire. So you can't send him back to the lake. He ain't been there yet. Glory to God. But you know, there's something even better. He don't have to run and go somewhere. You can stand right there by him and say, bow. Take your hands off. Loose her. Loose him. Come out of her. And you know what he has to do? He has to bow right then, right there. I've said it before, and I need to reiterate this, and I know sometimes it looks like I just get repetitive, but somehow it looks like the enemy helps us to forget. When the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee, know this, he has no power and no ability to resist your resist. When you resist him, he has only one response, and that is get back. Turn her loose. Let it go. That's it. He has no other power. He has no other ability. Glory to God. Are you hearing me tonight? And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, the Savior, Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is God getting the glory out of every manifestation where Jesus is proven to be both Lord and Christ. Amen, church. Now, I had you turn to the book of Acts. Let's go there. Because this is really what I would consider to be a pivotal understanding of these things concerning the name of the Lord. The third chapter, let's start there. We're going to the third chapter and we're going to end up over in the fourth chapter. Third chapter, I'll just start at verse 1. This is a good place. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carrying, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Say with me, he was lame. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple and ask an alms, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John, and looked and said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Such as I have, give I thee. What did he say? Come on, let's read it together. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Glory to God. The name of Jesus Christ, he says, in his name, rise up and walk. in the name of Jesus, he commanded the man, rise up and walk. He said, such as I have, give I to you. Such as I have. What did he have? He had the name. Glory to God. He had the name. He had the power. He had the authority. Hold your finger there. Go back to St. Matthew 28. St. Matthew 28:19. Let's back up to verse 18. And then Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, all what? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now I know what happens. We get on verse 19 and we get stuck. And we forget why he said verse 19. He said verse 19 because of verse 18. And if you miss verse 18, verse 19 has no meaning. All power in heaven and earth and given to me. Go ye therefore, or therefore go. Since the power has been given to me in heaven and in earth, now you go. And then this he tells them what they are to do. Teach all nations. Do what? Teach all nations. What was the next thing? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He's telling them, bring them under my power, my authority, and my influence. Under the power and the authority and the influence of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I have power in heaven and in earth. It's been given to me. Now you use that power and exercise that power. Now I want to say something to you, and I please want you to understand here, not so much that we can get into a debate again. I don't like this debate that we're having about baptism and what you say over a person. Say, why is that? Because it distracts. It distracts from what the real meaning is here. The word baptizing literally is the word baptizo. It means to bring under. To bring under. To bring them under. He says, go into all the world. Go ye therefore and teach. To teach. The word, first word there is teach. It literally means to instruct or to enroll. To enroll. To enroll all nation and then baptize them. Bring them under the authority of the name of the Father. Bring them under the authority of the Father. Now, Jesus operated under the authority of his Father, and his followers were to do the same. Operate under that. Bring them under that. Bring them under the authority of the Son. That's Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring them under that authority. Bring them under the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. He is one of the three that yet bears witness in the earth. Bring them under that authority. That's what the day of Pentecost was all about. Bringing them under that authority to be baptized and to be brought under. It also means to be brought under the influence and the control. Influence and control. Influence and control. Influence and control. Bring them under this. Under this. Glory to God. Enroll them. Bring them under this. And then the next verse says, teaching. That word in the Greek actually means making disciples. Get them on board with God. Bring them into the house of God. bring them under the authority of the entire Godhead, and then teach them, instruct them, tutor them. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, because I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Glory to God. Bring them under that power. Bring them under that authority. It says, all of this has been given to me. So when you say in the name of Jesus, you're saying I'm using the power and the authority that Jesus said, in heaven I've got it, in earth I've got it. Whatever's in heaven, I've got it. Whatever's in the earth, I've got that power too. I have that ability. I have that influence. So when you say in the name of Jesus, when Peter said to that man that was lame, in the name such as I have, what did he have? Jesus says, I give you power. I'm going and I'm releasing this power to you. I'm leasing this ability to you. I'm leasing my name to you. Now you go with it. 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 And that's what Peter did and John did. They went with it. And when they got to this man that was a lame man, that's one reason why they didn't have to have a prayer meeting first and ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want us to do? No, they already have. Oh, you go with it. Hallelujah. They already had a you go with it. You go with this name. Glory to God. And that man says, give me what you got. Give me some money. And they said, we don't got that. I know I'm mixing the English up. We don't got that. We don't have that. But I tell you what we do have. What I do have. He didn't say what I do have is, and then start explaining Matthew 28:19. He says, such as I have, give I thee. And then he gave it to him. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And then he took him by the right hand. And what did he do? Lifted him up. Say, why did he do that? Don't you ever believe you don't need to work with God? Glory to God. I didn't say work for God. I say work with God. Took him by the right hand. Say, why did he do that? One of the things that I know that is clear in Scripture that confirms this, you know, we think, Here's us. Lay hands on them. We do like this. That's laying hands. Right? But that's really more of a formality. If you were going into a courtroom and someone, you know, say, you know, and you say, you know, that person laid hands on me. What likely is you're talking about maybe they touch some part of your body. Huh? You don't usually mean that person walked up to me and put their hand on your head like that. Huh? He assaulted me, laid hands on me. Translation. If I just grabbed you by the hand, that's laying hands. That's touching you. Glory to God. Oh. And sometimes we just got to understand that it doesn't really matter about the church religious formality that we have. What matters is when there is a transfer such as I have, give I thee. First of all, he says, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And then he transferred something into him by the laying on of hand, grabbed him by the hand, and the Bible said, lifted him up. Grabbed him by the hand. Are we reading this right? Took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And what happened? Immediately, the name started working. Hallelujah. The power started working. The ability started working. Immediately, his feet and his ankle bones received what? Strength. And what happened? He started leaping. He leaping up, stood. See, when he says his feet and his ankle bone receive strength, I want you to just kind of close your mind, your eyes. Don't close your mind. Close your eyes. And I want you to visualize with me. Peter stretched out his hand, grabbed the man by the hand. Glory to God. And began and lifted him up. That transfer took place as he was lifting him up. The man whose legs wouldn't work. The man whose legs wouldn't work. If there was no strength that got in them, all that would have happened, he wouldn't have been lifting him up. He'd been dragging him. But the strength came. And it was so supernatural that the man, instead of just standing, he leaped. Hallelujah. He jumped up and was on his feet. Help me to say, there's power in the name. He's leaping, stood up, and received the strength of God in his legs. Glory to God. And what we've got to do, hallelujah, even in this generation, is begin to more pray, Lord, help the people to receive the strength that makes them whole. Help the people to receive the power that will make them whole. Help them to receive in their feet and their ankles. And oh, I know we want to spiritualize it. Lord, help them to receive the strength. Say, where do you get the strength? Well, in your enemy. No, when you lame in your feet, you need the strength in your feet. Sometimes it's as if we think emotional strength is the only strength we need. Lame in your leg, just give them some emotional strength. Huh? Lame in your eyes, give them some emotional strength. Huh? Lame in your heart. Y'all getting what I'm trying to say to you? Give them some emotional strength. Sometimes you don't need just encouragement. You need wholeness. You need healing. You need deliverance. You'll get the encouragement if your stuff starts working. Hey, glory! If your stuff starts working, glory to God, you'll be glad to do what this man ended up doing. He was in the temple leaping and praising God. Let's stop dumbing it down and let's believe God for power. Hallelujah. Did you all hear what I just said? Let's stop dumbing it down. Let's believe God for real power, some real manifestation. Glory to God. Real manifestations. He leaping stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and doing what? Praising God. Hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. They knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I believe God wants to bring the wonder back into the church. I believe that God wants to restore the wonder and the amazement. In fact, sometimes if the truth be told, sometimes the reason why we don't really see the kind of awesomeness, oh, we have a good service and we enjoy the Lord, but we need to say, Lord, we're going to believe you. We're going to release our faith. We're going to learn what the word says about the name of the Lord, and we're going to begin to use our confidence in your word and begin to believe you for these great manifestations that should be a part of everything that we're doing in the house of God. Amen. 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 Verse 11. And as the lame man which was healed told Peter, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch, that which is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or our own, y'all don't want to read it, our own what? Holiness, we had made this man walk. Look at what he's showing to us. This is the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer is the power of Jesus Christ at work in us. They admitted that they did it, but they said it was not by our power or by our holiness. They were not in any ways implying that they were either unholy or powerless. But they said, it doesn't belong to us. It's not my holiness, it's God's holiness. It's not my power, it's God's power. Amen. Verse 13. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our father hath glorified his son Jesus. Has done what? Glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and kill the Prince of Life whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And look at the next verse. This is where I'm trying to get to. And his name, how? Through faith in his name hath this man has made this man strong, whom ye see and whom ye know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. In the name of Jesus, through faith in his name. What in his name? Faith in his name. Confidence in his name. In his name, through faith in his name. Why did they not just say, why didn't they just say, rise up and walk? Because they wanted to give the man a point of contact. Because he needed to have faith in his name. Maybe the man knew nothing about him. But once he heard about him, through just that simple communication, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Maybe you heard about him. That one. Rise up and walk. He's not here, but his power is here. He's not physically here, but his name is here. Rise up and walk, and power flowed into this man. An undeniable miracle. You know it's a miracle. How do you lay lame in your feet for years and start walking and leaping? Talk to me, somebody. With no rehab. Glory to God. No rehab. I'm here to tell you that he can make up for loss. Oh, that's why the prophet says the years that the cankerworm have eaten up. God is a God of restoration. I wish you would shout glory. He's a God of restoration. 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 And you know, if God is a God of restoration like that, oh, there is nothing that is hard for him, nothing that is difficult for him. And all we have to do is in his name, through faith in his name, we can see wholeness. We can see healing. We can see help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to just encourage you. Let's take God at his word. Let's catch on by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hearts. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the word of our God that stands forever. You said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And yes, we have seen you work through the scriptures. And it's enough. Thank you, God. It's enough. It's enough for our faith to be germinated. It's enough for our faith to come to life. It is enough for us to begin to act on your word and act in faith and believe, oh God, that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. No more than just quoting these scriptures, God, we release our faith to see you supernaturally turn matters around. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And even as other men of God in the scriptures looked on some of those who needed your healing and perceived that they had faith to be healed, Lord, help us that when there's faith to be healed, that we don't come up short. That there's a transfer that takes place from us. That we lay hands and the transfer takes place. And their feet and their ankle bones will receive strength. And supernaturally, things are turned around. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you for it. We believe you for it. We believe you for it. We trust you for it. Oh God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you get us out of the way and you get in the way. You make the difference. In the name of Jesus, we want to be used of you. We want to be used of you. We want to be used of you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we've been in this location to be a place where we become incubated. Hallelujah. Oh, so that we can flourish and grow and maximize our growth in you. But Lord, we're taking our place in this new location so that we can see lives change, so that we can see bodies heal, so that we can see the supernatural manifested. And we're making room for the people. We're making room for the lives that you will use us to touch. And in the name of Jesus, we make every correction that must be made in ourselves so that we can be your generation of warriors that know you in power. Shabbatose, that know you in faith, that know you in the healing miracles. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you now. And we bless you now. We glorify you now. Hallelujah. 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 Let's bless the Lord. Come on, all over this building. Let's bless the Lord. God, we make ourselves available to you. Use us for your glory. 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 Cast the devil out of the mind. Cast the devil out of the will. We yield ourselves. You can do exceeding. You can do abundantly. You can do above all that we can ask or think. It's because of faith in your name. We have confidence in your name. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, we release ourselves. We go. We go. Yes, Lord. We go. We go in Jesus' name. Wash us. Cleanse us. Take every infirmity out of us. Take every evil out of us. Take every sin out of us. Wash us in your blood. Prepare us to be great instruments. Prepare us to be great instruments. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It is not by our holiness, but we want to be holy because you are holy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Work a work in our day. 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 It is not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that they who call upon the name of the Lord might be delivered. 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 We are believing you for deliverance. Yes, Lord. We release our faith for deliverance. We release our faith for deliverance. We release our faith for deliverance. We release our faith for great deliverance. Great power. Great boldness. Great increase. All are ours in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now. And we bless you now. And we praise you now. Good is coming out of this. Good is coming out of this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and say, it is so. Come on, open your mouth and open your heart. Let your faith be released. And say with me, it is so. It is so. It is so in Jesus' name. It is so in Jesus' name. Fill us with power. Lord, fill us with power. Fill us with power. Fill us with power. And it is so. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's prepare our hearts.